This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Tuesday, August 14th. Brought to you by Robbo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Return of Tulare Lake. GOP bill goes after SNAP work rules. Will Tulare Lake rise from the dead? Winter storms in 1997 revived the long dormant Tulare Lake in the San Joaquin Valley. With a record snowpack now in the region, many are wondering if it will once again return. State climatologist Michael Anderson put that to rest on Monday during a press briefing. He explained that 1997 saw a large amount of flooding over a brief period. Today, the state is experiencing a series of storms, and the cumulative impacts will not be as sharp. Jeremy Arick, who leads the state's flood management, expected to see more levee issues pop up with the current storm. He explained there are a lot of levee systems that are not robustly designed and constructed. But Jeffrey Mount, a senior fellow at the Public Policy Institute of California, more worried about a long-lasting spring snowmelt as happened in 1983. In a blog post yesterday, Mount explained that it took 2 years to pump down Tulare Lake to a dry lake bed for farming to resume. In the years since then, well pumping has lowered the ground level, meaning floodwaters could spread more broadly. If this spring is anything like 1983, there will be major disruptions to the farm economy in the region, he warned. Nevada congressional delegation asked FSA for help amid harsh winter. Nevada's congressional delegation is looking for help from Farm Service Agency Administrator Zach Ducheneau for producers in the state who are struggling with extreme winter conditions. In a letter yesterday, the lawmakers echoed a recent call from the State Departments of Agriculture in Nevada, Colorado, Utah, and Wyoming that asked for assistance with supplemental feed and water, locations to move livestock for grazing and feeding, and help with snow removal and transportation expenses. A barrage of winter snow has increased livestock mortality, restricted access to food resources, and kept some producers from transporting their livestock to traditional grazing areas, the lawmakers said. EPA panel to examine risk of chemicals in biosolids. EPA's Science Advisory Board is holding meetings in April and May to discuss the agency's path forward for evaluating the risks of biosolids, which have been widely used in ag operations. A panel of the board will examine EPA's risk assessment framework to identify pollutants and biosolids which are made from sewage collected by municipal water systems. Separately, the agency is working on a risk assessment focused on PFAS chemicals and biosolids. The meetings are slated for April 5th, May 2nd and 3rd, and May 31st. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Robbo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.robboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Robbo AgriFinance. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. USA Rice calls for WTO dispute against India. The U.S. and other countries called out India last year with claims that the country was breaking World Trade Organization rules by subsidizing and purchasing rice production and then flooding international markets with cheap grain. Now the USA Rice Federation is calling on the U.S. to challenge India at the WTO. Bobby Hanks, chair of the USA Rice International Trade Policy Committee, said India's policies not only violate their WTO commitments, but also impact the livelihoods of those that produce or consume rice across five other continents. it's long overdue for countries that are concerned about the future of the multilateral trading system and the livelihoods of their producers to address India's protectionist policies through formal dispute settlement. USDA predicts India will export 22.5 million metric tons of rice in the 22-23 marketing year. Battle over SNAP work requirements intensifies with new GOP bill. The battle over food assistance work requirements is picking up with a new Republican proposal from Representative Dusty Johnson, the South Dakota Republican, who plans to drop a bill today to increase the age limit for SNAP work requirements. Johnson's bill, which is co-sponsored by 17 Republican colleagues, would increase the age limit to be considered an, quote, able-bodied working adult from 49 to 65. Johnson says that would bring 1.5 million people back into the workforce. The lower part of the range would remain 18. The bill also would tighten requirements to receive an exemption from work requirements for working adults. Families would have to have children younger than 7, not 18, to qualify. Representative Jim McGovern, the Massachusetts Democrat, said eliminating benefits to parents who have children between 7 and 18 fails to recognize the cost of child care. Who thinks like that? He asked. You can read more about the bill at www.agripulse.com. Well, here's today's She Said It. We've heard loud and clear from growers that access to equipment is a significant barrier. That's the word of Sandra Nakagawa, policy director at the California Climate and Agriculture Network, on a bill the group is sponsoring to establish cooperatives for sharing ag equipment. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Tuesday, March 14th, brought to you by Bravo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Daly.